Wow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Black Keys. Thank you, Irene Ravitz.
That's right.
From Washington, D.C., doing
from
her...
From Tacoma with a K.
Unbelievable.
It's really confusing.
Irene was doing her, air quotes,
freestyling
piano playing. Oh, wait just a minute. You think this is fun tonight? We're having fun. We are having fun. You can come down here and get as drunk as Mary Beth Hunt is right now. You can
see us not.
Juan, you can come down here and start dancing on the tables and
like Mary Beth just was,
and starting fights out on the porch. You can come here and do that right now. But you can also stay tuned tonight for the final. That's right.
The final.
The
finale.
600th show of Generations. Some of the greatest music on Raven Radio. Great premise for a show. Great family saga. There were generations upon generations.
Upon, heaped upon.
Upon, from 10 till midnight tonight. That's coming up. So, you know, there's no sleep for anybody tonight.
There's a litany of a party.
And then Prairie Home Companion will be on at 8 o'clock from 8 to 10.
Does that guy still do that show? Garrison Keillor?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that lake? Wobegon?
Yeah. He's still there.
Oh, Wobegon. Still there.
Still there. He's still
on
waterfront
the waterfront property. Never sell your waterfront.
He's never gotten any more handsome. Oh,
no.
But and his singing has always remained the same.
No,
he's the one constant in the ever-changing world. And so he will be here at 8
p.m.
So if you think that all of this silliness is just going to last all night, you are wrong. But right now we have the loudest clapper in Sitka, Alaska, the queen of the
clapping. Can we give her a hand? She is the queen of clapping.
The queen of clapping. Mary Beth Hunt. Let's bring it out.
Let's bring it out.
Mary Beth.
Quiet on the set.
Oh, no, she's gonna. I think, woo! Wow.
Many times we've heard that.
Yes.
Many,
if you've
many
been
times.
To any folk performance in Sitka, Alaska in the last 30 years, and you've heard that distinctive applause, that was Mary Beth Hunt.
Perfected it.
Yes, the
she
loudest,
works on it at home.
The greatest. Yeah, she works on it constantly, I think,
the
loud clap.
Yeah.
Mary Beth, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
And which generation do you affiliate with? I'm just curious. This is going to be my
taking notes. This
I
is
going to
be
asked,
my second PhD.
I was asked that upstairs,
mm-hmm.
and I said, "Well, I'm not sure." They said, "Are you a boomer?" And I said, "I was born in '55," and they said, "You're included."
You are a boomer.
That end in 56? I know it's 46 till.
Oh, I'm saying the boomers were 40 to 60, just for ease.
Okay, a little bit of leeway on either side.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, then. So you're a boomer. So back in 2010, you complete the sentence. Back in 2010, my blanks really took a beating.
Took a beating.
Your blanks?
Yes.
What is the blank? In 2010,
not John's blanks, your own blanks.
Your own blanks. Yeah. What is
she
that?
Was looking at you like your blank had
oh,
taken
my
a
own
beating.
Blanks.
Yeah. Your very
really,
own
in
blank.
2010, yeah. my blanks really took a beating.
My savings account.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you very
she's
much.
She's a boomer.
Yep.
She's a boomer. Or your
she's counting her money.
Your stocks.
Well, I was
portfolio.
Employed. I was employed somewhere, but they weren't giving me any hours. And they didn't fire me, but they didn't give me any hours. So
you've been had a little too much to drink tonight already, haven't you, Mary?
Just one apple cider.
Yay.
I'm a cheap date.
Yep.
Good thing to know if you're out there.
Fermented or non?
One fermented apple cider?
It was a fermented apple cider, thank
Ooh.
You.
Starting to get up there.
Yep.
So people are having fun. We're here at the 30th anniversary of Hello Central Raven Radio. I see lots of old people out there. They're going ridiculously
it's a
having
sea
fun.
Of old people. a plethora of old people,
patricians.
Now,
but there are a lot of young people if you pick through the crowd here, if you pick through all the colostomy bags.
That's
and,
it. John, has Henny Youngman shown up yet?
Henny has not been here. And I would love to get a call from from Los Angeles if we could get one, or from Seattle.
Yep.
But no. But because people can stream.
Live stream it. Tune in radio.
Just go to.
Get on the interwebs, as Ted Stevens would say. Former senator.
Former living senator.
Deceased senator.
Yes. Formerly living.
Yes.
Who you have to say, God bless his soul, he was a huge supporter of public radio.
Absolutely. He and Don Young.
It's
too bad Don couldn't show up for the votes, though. He's a supporter, but he just can't show up when it's time to vote for it. But
so
we love him.
So if you're out
he's there. A knucklehead. John, do you remember that? That was
when
one
Don
of your
Young?
Favorite sayings. He's a knucklehead. I love you. Just came to me out of the,
And who are some of our other regular callers?
The Frog Lady was one of our famous.
God rest her soul. She's buried up
Fran?
Here in town. Yes.
And you went to Fran's house at some point?
Yes, I did. And I went to her funeral, actually.
Oh, geez.
This is Geezer.
Sweetheart.
Here we go, Geezer time.
She
was great.
She was great.
The Frog Lady, she was a regular caller. Yep. Are there any living?
Mitch James, if we could find him.
Mitch James from Cake.
From Cake.
Wow.
Now in Seattle.
Mitch, Mary Beth, do you remember Mitch would play his electric guitar over the phone?
Bicycle Built for Two was his primo song.
I do not recall.
You'd hear him. He'd put the phone down, and you'd hear him running over to his amp and turn it up. It's fabulous.
And John would always have him, when Mitch would play his guitar, John would interrupt him, say, Mitch, what kind of strings you have on your guitar? And he'd put the guitar down and go, John, no, I got that. And then you go, he'd start playing again, and then you'd go, Mitch, what kind of pick are you using?
I would love to hear from Mitch James, but I would love to hear from anybody who wants to play their instrument over the phone.
Yes.
Please.
Anyone who has a talent, I think we should throw it out there. Anyone who has a special talent should call.
907. Yes,
907-747-5877.
Or 78. And I will be giving away a special.
The helicopter again?
I'll be giving away a special prize for the person that calls in with the most special talent.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fabulous prize.
Could you mention, I know it's dear to your heart, but could you mention the winner of the special talent show? The 1 year, Terry.
Terry was the best when he sawed his cat in half.
He sawed his cat in half on the air.
PETA
should not worry, because this is live radio.
And
you can do whatever you want. It's a fantasy.
And the cat, I believe.
Lived
through it, yes.
Absolutely.
He had it cut his cat in half with a skill saw over the phone. So if you have a special, but I would love it if some person would play a little bit of electric
guitar. Yeah,
play us
a little tune. Yeah,
Just give us a call. Yeah, we need some music. And Mary Beth needs, wait a minute.
Another fermented drink? No.
Yes, please. Anybody buying?
Yes, anyone who wants to come down and buy Mary Beth a fermented beverage
should
is more than welcome to come
just
down.
Just rush down right now.
Get in your cars. Get on your bicycle. Get on your Vespa.
And come on down. Mary Beth?
Kayak.
Would you do me a favor and ask Ed Ronco to come in here?
Oh, Butter Kills.
Thank you.
May I request a song first?
Yes.
Sure.
I want to pick a winter song.
Winter?
Like Johnny Winter?
No,
Edgar.
No. It is a song concerning the winter season.
Okay.
It is by an artist named Charlie McGuire, who is a Minnesota guy who...
Minnesota.
Yavol.
Yeah.
And Rich and Susie McClear introduced me to the guy, and the song is, Oh, Cold and Misery, I Like It Here.
Ooh. Wow. Kind of a mood changer.
Yeah, kind of like we're living in a refrigerator. What's
cold
the temperature? Everyone check
misery.
Their iPhones. What's the temperature?
Wow. That is kind of a mood changer for a party.
Yeah.
Oh, cold and misery, I like to live here. Mary Beth.
Well, Mary Beth
saw it
was 48 degrees.
Get another drink, Mary Beth.
And it's 48
Ed Ronco.
Ed Ronco. News reporter extraordinaire.
Good evening.
Good evening, Ed.
News reporters are supposed to start everything with good evening.
Good evening, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Has Jude Pate had more than two drinks?
Yeah. Okay.
Because if he has, he's going to be really loud. All right, Ed.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Okay, here he goes. Ed.
Let's just start with the your battleship choice.
Okay. Yeah.
I love this.
We've had hits on A5. We've had misses on B5. We've had hits on E12.
My attorney is whispering coordinates to me here.
Your attorney saw the board. He saw the big board.
We need sound effects for a hit.
Yeah. You've had hits on, I heard A5 earlier today. That was a hit.
That was a rumor.
A5 was a hit.
Was a hit.
A5, we had hits on A.
His attorney still whispering
to him.
1, 2, 3.
Don't listen to your attorney.
Yeah, never. You have the right to remain silent, Ed.
So, okay, so I should just pick a coordinate and hope that I get lucky.
No, you shouldn't think about this.
A5 was one of your hits.
That's right.
No. Yep. Don't do it, Ed.
B.
No, B.
B5
is a
B is in Boston.
Miss.
Why are you telling me that? You're supposed
because
to not...
Because, no, these are the misses.
Yeah.
You should have been
Ed, we're helping you, Ed.
Okay.
Your attorney...
Well, I know all the misses.
Your attorney is twisting you
A
in the wind.
A4.
Oh!
Oh, Ed.
Oh, the white... Oh.
Splash! A
Kaplunk.
Miss.
Darn it. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I
now,
not follow the
next
advice
person that gets this doesn't get a hit. Steve is going to take
I'm gonna
off
spank
a piece of clothing.
Him. Yeah. Listen, I'm getting ready.
He's going to take off.
Look at the time, man.
A piece of clothing.
Ed, gotta go.
I want to know from Ed Ronco. I'm going to have to go have a beverage myself because my voice is going out. But,
no.
Ed, what's it like being a total radio sex god?
Well, thank you for perpetuating the illusion, John.
You should see him, ladies and gentlemen.
It's fantastic.
He's a hunk.
I can't get three steps in the door at C-Mart without just being surrounded by people. It's amazing.
By the chicks, by the beautiful women.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Remember?
Everybody, you run into town and they, you know.
I saw Captain C-Mart try to put his arm around me back in the day.
You just say anything that even sounds like Ronco. It's like if you say, I went to a rodeo and they were
and it was a
riding
Ronco.
Some Broncos.
Yeah, Ronco.
Ed Ronco. I just love Ed Ronco. He's just so good.
Is he the guy that sold the those vegetable cutters late at night? Ronco, hits by Ronco?
That's how I paid for college.
Nice.
Was the set it and forget it dehydrator.
Yeah.
Vegematic. It slices, it dices, it chops, it grinds.
Yes.
And it does not work.
That's right.
It grinds, though.
Yes.
Yes.
And, Mary Beth. Is here with us also, and she has the loudest clap in the world. But you don't get a lot
she
of
does.
Applause in radio.
I was a high school drum major, and at some point we should have a clap off because that was like one of the skills we learned.
Wow,
was volume.
You know, the two of them could turn off the lights with a clapper. Clap on.
Ed Ronco.
Ed Ronco, light turnarounder.
He's throwing it down now to Mary Beth
with the glove. I noticed that. He has tossed the gauntlet to me.
All right, I think
Mary
let's
Beth.
Just stand off.
Yeah.
Two
stand
feet.
Back. We're going to have a clap off. Ladies and gentlemen.
Side of the radio. Later,
can we count to 10 or maybe 5? Let's shorten it.
I don't know if I can.
Back to back.
Let's put it lower.
All right, back to back. Oh, here we go.
Are we going to let them go at once? Do it at the same time and see who's louder?
Yeah, let's see who's louder.
All right, let's close your eyes.
Close your eyes, ladies and gentlemen.
No, you close your eyes.
Oh, I did.
Okay, I've closed my eyes. On the count of three, start clapping, and then I'm going to open them, but keep clapping because I got to see who's louder.
We should clap together?
Clap together.
Clap together, please. Mingle your claps.
1, 2, 3. Nice. Okay.
This is
Ed,
tough.
Let's go, Ed.
Right, Ed. This is me. Ed's going to clap.
This is my best field command.
Ed Ronco.
Clap
Same distance from the mic.
Yep.
Wow.
I don't want to get spanked by him. That's all I can say.
Mary Beth,
don't let him spank me.
Oh my Lord, we have a new champion. Ed Ronco. Ed Ronco is the loudest clapper in Sitka.
Although not only the two of them combined would be, whoa, I don't even want to be there for the smoke that would come off their hands.
Not only is he a radio sex god.
Which he is.
He is. And he is now, he is like the pinup boy of radio.
The lady with the cup is back again. For crying out loud.
The classic.
And another half hour, and another half hour, and another half hour.
I'm drawing this one this time. Oh, baby.
This is the door prize.
Gotta be present to win.
Gotta be present to win.
And hopefully another board member doesn't
get it, because that's rigged.
Yeah. I know, they do their service.
It's rigged.
Uh-oh.
I bribed
Jeb Sharp.
What? What?
I'm calling her.
Jeb Sharp.
You won.
She's incredulous. She can't believe she won. Of course, Marika rigged the whole deal, so we're
stuck. What about us lowly schmucks?
Sorry.
No schmuckish.
No schmuckish. Well, thank you, Marika.
No schmuckish. Ed Ronco, thank you.
I just wanted to say thank you and this is wonderful. I'm enjoying this radio very much.
See, this is why people like him. Yeah. He compliments.
Oh, I love Ed Ronco. Did I ever tell you Ed Ronco is my favorite person in the whole wide world?
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Have you ever...
I never even met him before tonight, but I love the guy.
He's overwhelmed with sarcasm at the moment. No.
Sarcasm.
Sarcasm. No,
from
everybody.
Dr.
You
Bo, meant that? Everyone loves
you meant
Ed
that, Dr. Bo?
I want to give him
thank
a hug.
You.
Can
give
I?
Him a hug.
All right.
All right. Here comes a hug.
Oh, ladies man. And gentlemen, big
ladies
hug.
Are going to go crazy. Oh, this is going to be like on the calendar.
Oh,
the Raven Radio. Men of,
did you see
of Raven Radio.
Men of Raven Radio hug.
So here's my thing. The Raven reunion, all, 30 years of Raven Radio, all these folks coming back to town. I feel very much like Wesley Crusher meeting a bunch of Captain Kirks. It is awesome.
Engage.
There are legends.
Number one, engage.
Wow.
So I would encourage folks who haven't come down yet to at least drop by, because there are some really cool people to meet here and cool radio
people
to listen to. And come and say hello, just like I did right here.
And say hello to Ed Ronco.
Meet
as
the
well.
Sex god of radio.
Who is that? Ed Ronco.
Ed Ronco.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Jeff, is it the doll?
Wow.
It looks like Barbie.
Jeff,
she's got a Barbie doll with a trivet.
Or is it a
t-shirt from
Juno?
Sorry,
somebody from Juno brought them and donated them. Or
yeah,
Jeff,
made in China.
Is it the awesome choice of CD? Is it the doll? Is it the t-shirt?
Barbie doll with a trivet.
I just have to say something disloyal.
Yes.
In Juno, they air the program I work for.
Oh,
wow.
So... I might have to just take the public radio from Juno shirt.
Well, I'm sorry to hear
that. That would be terrible. Wouldn't that be that hurts. I didn't really mean that, Raven Radio.
Those shirts could be taken out and burned in
but
the
But is this curated by Marika Partridge, this box of CDs?
Yeah.
So I might have to...
Wow.
Man.
Yeah, what do you think? I was hearing you rave about this.
Port Townsend, very good.
A band from Port Townsend, of course.
You don't
very
take
good.
It's donated to Raven Radio.
Oh,
so I
will not take a CD. I'm taking the Juno T-shirt. Thank
you
very much.
We'll present Cleomi from Port Townsend to John Straley for airing on this show if he wishes to. She's really awesome.
Cleomi play the first cut.
And
it's going to be all right. Really a good one.
Okay, it's going to be all right.
I've never seen her around town.
Do we have a caller? We're calling somebody in Tanaki to wish her a happy birthday?
Of course we are.
Naturally.
We always call people.
Do they know it's coming? Dorothy?
Hello?
Dorothy?
Dorothy, this is John from Raven Radio. Is this your birthday?
It is my birthday.
Woohoo! And
happy birthday.
Happy birthday
to you.
Thank you very much.
In Tanaki, which generation do you affiliate with? Are you a boomer, an XY?
I'm not really sure. I'm turning 40. I was born in 72.
You're turning 40?
Yes.
And when were you born?
72.
You were born in 72. So you're an XYer.
I'm an XYer. Wow, okay.
You're an XYer. And so that's the slacker generation.
The slacker?
Yeah, slacker. But you don't sound like a slacker, especially if you live in Tanaki.
Yeah, no, I've never been called that before.
No.
Well, we're name callers down here in Sitka. No, not boo-boo.
So you're turning 40, and what are you having? What are you serving at your party tonight?
Well, they threw me a surprise party here in Kankakee, and lots of people came, and they served all kinds of good stuff, like crab and chocolate cake.
Yum.
And why weren't we invited?
Yeah, there was a reason that we were.
I don't know. You'll have to take that up with my mother-in-law and my friend.
Oh, well, we'll talk to them
in a little while.
And do you listen to Raven Radio?
I do sometimes, yes.
Yes, when there's sometimes. What do you like to listen to?
What kind of music do I like to listen to?
Yes. Black Sabbath.
Yeah. And I saw
I like to listen to the 80s.
80s music. So, like Violent Femmes?
No.
Oh, shoot. So, like Timbuk3?
I'm terrible. I just like to listen to it, and I never can remember the names of the songs of the band.
That's what happens when you turn 40.
Right.
I know.
You start to forget everything.
So you're having some fresh Dungeness crab, and you having any salmon there tonight?
There was some salmon, yes.
How about some halibut?
There was a halibut tonight, not this night, but might have been mixed into some salad.
So, are there any hot tubs involved in your party?
Yeah, if you're turning 40, you are definitely
you need a hot tub.
Are you getting into the hot tub?
A hot tub?
Yes, a hot tub.
That might be on another day, but we're all the way out of town, so we can't do that.
Oh, are you going swimming?
Yeah.
No, it's way too cold for that.
Okay, here's a good thing to tell your generation. Hot tub, is it suits or no suits?
Yeah. Ask the people at your party.
And
we want to know.
Depends upon who you're in company with.
Okay, well, look around you now.
Look around your party.
Suits or no suits?
I'd probably do suits.
Suits?
Oh, yeah. There's the people that have known me forever, but... So not in that capacity.
Whoa!
Not in the naked truth, so to speak.
Well, when when you come,
no, I came here as a teacher, so I don't think I want.
Oh yeah, you got to. Yeah, you got to be the
boring. Yeah, yeah, that's tough. When you're in a small town and you are the teacher,
keep your clothes on. That's all I can say.
That's true. I'm not teaching her now, but I think I'm still.
Oh, you're not teaching anymore. You're not teaching anymore.
Oh, then take your clothes off.
Clothes off
into the hot tub. Let's go.
What the heck is going on up there? I'm going to go with the first choice.
No, I think you ought to go. You know, this could be a thing. Come to Sitka next year on your birthday. And
we'll take you hot tubbing.
Sure.
Okay.
Out on the island. And then Dr. Bo is like clothes off. Just always. So.
Oh, okay.
Have a happy birthday, and would you like us to play any special music for your birthday? Just something
from
the
80s. Well, like I said, I can't remember the names of songs. Anything 80s.
Anything 80s.
We'll
like
do that.
Big hair band. Big
white
hair
snake.
Bands. White snake. All right, well, we'll think of something and
we'll
play
get
it just
something.
For you.
We have a special guest on the phone now. John, I can't believe...
Not yet.
Not yet.
Thanks for calling and have a happy birthday.
There's no special
guest. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Wow. A call in. A forced call in to Tenneke.
Yeah. And I wanted to take a hot tub with her. Would you remember when they sang us Tiny Bubbles from a hot tub? Somewhere way out in the vast beyond.
Yes.
It was
Well,
grim.
Jude Pate is here. Jude.
Oh, we have a phone caller. Sorry, Jude.
We do have a phone caller?
Yes.
Hello. Are you on the air?
Hello.
Who's
what
this?
It is, man?
What it is what is it?
It is what it is. I can't believe it.
Yeah, suits. It's your damn birthday suit. That's what it is.
What it is. So,
yes.
Who is this?
Wouldn't it be instructional, you know? Excuse me. Hey, what's going on?
It's all happening up here, but you're not here.
Yeah. Well, I'm there in spirit, you might say.
Oh, always.
Yes. Look carefully when you walk past that shadow, and you might see... Anyway. there's a bit of delay in the transmission here.
Oh, you've got a slap back?
A little bit.
Well, do you want to try, have you been paying attention to the battleship game? Battleship game? You want to take a swing?
Yeah, sure. What is it?
Battleship. Come on, man. We've had a hit on A5, had a hit on A5, had a miss on A4, had a miss on B. Had a miss on B5.
I want R19.
Oh, yeah. There is no R. A through
J. That's an outlier.
Yeah, and you are an outlier.
It's true.
You're a variable.
Truly, I am an outlier.
Yes. So do you pick one that's on the board?
An out and out.
Have you been smoking marijuana?
Again.
Why no?
Why no? I will take that as a yes. So just give us something that's on the board between A and J and 1 and 10.
Oh, J2.
J2 is a big old miss
right there.
Oh, dang.
Pablo,
Well, that's give me another one. That's okay.
That's okay. You did a great job. Now, we put out a call for someone who wanted to, who could demonstrate a talent for us. Do you have a talent that you could demonstrate for us?
I have an audio submittal.
Oh, let's hear it. Can you do it?
It's from the world of amphibians.
He's doing a cricket impression?
These are tree frogs.
Tree frogs.
Oh, tree frogs.
This is live from Eugene, Oregon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Wow.
Tree frogs.
Yeah, very good. Isla
Crucifer.
Nice. You are our first contestant, and we'll just Eugene, Oregon.
That's right.
All right, with a tree frog impression. Okay, you're our first contestant. You are in the running for a
fabulous
prize.
Well, the amphibians are using a lot more sunscreen these days, you know.
They have to because of the ozone.
It's true.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Hey, well, thanks for being there, and I'd like to say hello to all my acquaintances and those of you to whom I lent money. I'm waiting.
Oh!
Anybody you'd like to name?
I hope he doesn't mention
my
name.
Fair.
I
don't want to, you know, bring you down.
Pablo, the 50, I'll get to the...
It's on the list.
You remember that night.
I do remember that
night.
Said,
you know, if I just had a few more and I helped you out...
I know it.
Damn, what's going on?
I think that was somebody's bachelor party. If I remember right.
Oh,
it was not a shower.
Yeah, it wasn't a shower.
I bet you could find...
Yeah, the shower was okay. She didn't mind the soap, but when we got the steel wool out, you know, it was a little rough.
Stop it now. I think you could find that 50 in somebody's G-string that's out here at this party right now. All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, well, keep up the good work.
Thanks, dude, for calling.
Adios, amigos.
Adios.
Yes.
Wow. You're listening to the 30th anniversary Hello Central, the big Raven Radio birthday party. There are a lot of old geezers here.
Oh, man.
We're all here and celebrating, but there are young people and people of every generation that are here.
Absolutely.
And we're playing some Battleship, and we're listening to Dr. Bo and John here, and we're interviewing the folks that are here at
grilling.
The party.
We like to call it grilling.
So wait, we have somebody.
And we have somebody we need to grill. Robert?
I have a walk-on challenge.
Wow.
Wow.
Sort of.
John, and this is a challenge to you.
Oh, no.
I want to know if you know the true legend of the three-legged dog.
Wow.
Of course we do.
Yes. The true legend of the...
Even I know it.
You do?
Yeah.
Well...
Burgess,
Bowder. Burgess used to, I mean, but he's very sensitive about this. Burgess
I know, but
is sensitive about
it. It wasn't like a butchering, it was to save dogs' lives.
That's right. He saved more dogs' lives than he took, that's for sure.
Yes.
And it was a fine procedure.
There was even a story farther back than then.
Wow.
What
let's
would you
hear
like
it.
To
All right,
hear?
Robert, let's hear it.
All right. Well, the three-legged dog was known as one of the wildest cusses in the Wild West. And the word got out that the three-legged dog was coming into town. And people hid in the shadows and locked up their shutters because the three-legged dog was coming to town. And the three-legged dog boldly walked down the middle of the street and went into the saloon. And the señoritas of the night stopped playing their trade, and the piano player stopped playing because the three-legged dog was in town. And the three-legged dog was able to do his equilibrium by swinging him to the left and jumped up on the stool. And nervously the barkeep said, "What is it, three-legged dog?" And he said, "Whiskey, straight up." And after serving him three fingers of this whiskey, the barkeep got up enough nerve and said, "Three-legged dog, what is it that brings you to town?" And the three-legged dog said, "I'm looking for the man who shot my paw."
Oh! Robert, that was so good. The ending was bitter, but oh, that was awesome.
"You shot my paw."
He had me going all the way, too. I didn't know where we were going.
Hey, we've got somebody from, thank you, Robert. I don't mean to, but we've got somebody from Port Alexander on the
phone. Alejandro.
Alejandro. Yeah. Hello, Alejandro. Can you hear us? Hello?
This is Amy from Sitka. I'm sorry not to be your man from Port Alexander.
That's all right.
No way. Amy, how are you?
Good. I'm Amy Gord, and I've got my little one, six-month-old here, and I wanted to share with you, I don't know if I call it a talent, but an odd instrument that I've been known to play from time to time.
Nice. Thank goodness, Amy.
Yeah, it is called the nose flute. Have you seen or played with one of these?
No. So Amy with the nose flute is going to perform.
Yes, and I'd like to first just to say, it's just this little piece of plastic that it has a kind of a scoop shape that goes right underneath your nostrils, and your air blows out from there. And then you move your mouth around this little square hole on the bottom portion of it that helps you form the notes you're going to perform.
Wow.
And you can buy them in bulk really cheap on the Internet, and then you can pass them out
Amazon.com?
Probably. I mean, or any kids annoy your parents' website, and then you just give them to all the kids. And
noseflute.com.
And you'll annoy every parent.
Okay, what song are you going to perform?
Well, I wanted to know what you want to hear. I could try to do, you know, a request from your end. You've been taking the request. I thought maybe we could do it likewise.
Could you do it, let's see, how about, could you do,
could she do feelings on a nose flute?
Could you do feelings?
Wow.
That's about,
I was going to sing along.
I don't have a good handle on that song. Yeah. I'm sorry. I feel like I disappointed you.
How about the meatloaf said under the dashboard light?
Yeah.
That was fabulous.
That is awesome.
You know, as long as someone somewhere started dancing and found their foot.
We were dancing. John and I were dancing.
It's worth it. Yeah.
That is the best rendition of Meatloaf I've ever heard on a nose flute.
On a nose flute.
Well, absolutely. It takes a lot of, it's not Juilliard training, it's a training of another sort to master this piece of plastic, but, you know, I've dedicated some minutes to that.
I can see that.
You've done a great job.
Hear it.
Well, thanks so much.
Hey, do you want to try? I mean,
yeah, try Battleship with
try yeah, Battleship.
Yeah, okay. All right. I don't know if this, I have a spot in mind. I don't know if someone else has guessed it in any time. I might have missed listening.
Oh, she's playing along. This is beautiful.
Okay. B4.
Before.
Before what?
No, wait.
Before what?
Has that been taken?
No. B4.
And John's going to lob it. It's a miss.
It's a miss.
Oh,
my Lord.
Nice try, though.
A5. I know. It was a joke, Amy. I understand.
Okay.
I got it.
Amy. Thanks so much,
Amy. Oh, thank you, Amy.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Love you more than ever before.
Wow.
Or after.
Meatloaf. Now, do we have somebody that wants to call in from
Port Alexander?
Do we have
a Port Alexander caller? This is great. We're all over the World Wide Web.
The World Wide Web.
Even Port Alexander.
Stop. Hi, you're on the air.
Ireland.
Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who's this?
Yeah, we're down here in Port Alexander. We're having a pizza feed here at my place, and listened to your radio station and thought, oh, we'll give you a call here. We do hot tubs down here.
All right.
You know, now, in Port Alexander, they know how to live it up.
Yeah. So you guys...
This is true.
What? Let me ask you, what generation do you affiliate with?
Well, let's see. I was, I would say the 60s.
So you're a boomer, and you're in Port Alexander. I'm going to go, you're a close-off kind of
yeah,
hot tub.
Yeah, it's close-off.
Is
isn't
that
it?
Right?
What's that now?
You're a close-off hot tub party?
You're right on that.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Down there in PA, they
I guess they're kind of, I guess they kind of are sheltered over there, but we're not sheltered over here.
No, they're stuck up sticky beats up there in Tennessee.
Wait just a minute. Just because
I don't know about that, you know, but I know that we like to blend in with the elements, and that's everything, you know.
It's all about it, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
And so do you have any, do you have like a 10-second rant against people of another generation?
A rant?
A rant. Yes. That you'd, something you've always wanted to say about
60s,
young people?
We're talking 60s. Peace and love, man. We don't do that stuff. We're peace and love, you know.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Nice. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
No ranting in our world.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
And
yeah.
So, and how's the weather in PA? Have you had just a hot and
dusty,
hot and dusty summer like we have?
Yeah, we've had a duplicate of Sitka's summer. Boy, people over here crying the blues about May, you know, and then crying the blues a little bit about June. So, but hey, you know, there's July.
There's always hope, and there's always another hot tub.
That's right.
There is.
And there's another
slice
of
pizza. And my hot tub is just about up to about 98 degrees. We'd like to get it up to about 102. I think that'll get us there.
That should take the scale off at least.
And are you
102?
Yeah, are you heating it with wood?
You betcha. It's a snorkel hot tub. You
oh,
bet. We just got
yes.
a little yellow cedar. Chuck that puppy full, you know. About 4 hours, we're in it.
Oh,
excellent.
I like it.
And you're making your own pizza.
This is true.
Let you me guys ask, didn't order kind of, out?
No. We just kind of thought, well, we were hoping to put together, you know, we got a coho. We wanted to, you know, barbecue it on our barbecuer, except our barbecuer wasn't put together, and it took three of us 2 hours to put it together. And
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I don't
yeah,
like that.
So
let me ask
now,
you this. On your pizza, whole wheat or white crust?
It was whole wheat.
Oh,
know,
yeah.
Yeah.
I had that written down.
Heavy on the pepperoni, heavy on two different types of cheese, a little onion, a little, you know, black olive. Yeah, it all sets you free.
Sets you free. Now, I'm saying there's no of that stinking pineapple on the pizzas down
no,
in PA.
No, they couldn't.
No, dinky pineapple.
Excellent.
No.
Wow, no, you guys know how to live down there.
Yeah, well, we'd like to think so, and we just don't, you know, I'm taking a risk here letting you know that it's a good life down here, because I don't want 4,000 people descending on us.
Well,
here.
You know that. The hordes will come down, and then everything will change.
Okay, here's...
We're ready for Battleship?
You're ready for Battleship, because...
You betcha. We've been thinking about this a lot. Could you possibly give us the hits?
Okay, the hits again are A5, all right? But let me tell you about the misses around A5,
yeah.
Because the misses
really
are
scattershot.
A4, B4 misses, B5 is a miss, C5 is a miss, B7 is a miss, B8 is a miss. So those are misses. And there have been hits on E1, E2, E3, and misses on F2, okay? And remember in Battleship, there are some ships that only have two hits and some that have five hits that takes to sink them. But,
okay.
So,
all right, well, listen, could you give me maybe 3 seconds to ask my brain trust here, the other pizza feeders here, you know?
Sure. Oh, you bet.
We'll talk amongst ourselves.
We'll just
here.
Talk amongst yeah. ourselves.
Yeah, okay. Well, what are we looking at, guys?
Could we throw a gauntlet
okay.
down to Tennessee to get them to take a naked hot tub?
Oh, we should.
Okay,
sorry. Go ahead.
All right,
we're coming
here
down
we are.
To two choices. We think A6 possibly, or maybe even an H4, but A4, huh? Okay.
I'd stick with your first.
Maybe.
Go with your first. A6.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
You sank a battleship.
Battleship.
You are nice the first job, PA. To sink a battleship.
I hope you guys are proud of yourselves down there.
Well, you know, just being out of the 60s, what can I say?
Yeah.
You know, when you're kind of one with the... When you're kind of like one with everything, you know, that's what happens.
That's what and that's what they do when they ask for their pizza.
That's right.
They say, make me one
make
with
me
everything.
Make me one with everything.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Richard K. Nelson just
yep,
walked
is wandering
into the
around. Yeah.
He's drunk. He is probably drunk. Thanks for calling in.
Wow.
Richard Nelson.
It's so fabulous listening to you guys.
Fabulous.
It's like on the radio.
That's like a flashback from the past.
Oh,
isn't
my
it?
Gosh. It's totally amazing. I mean, this is living history time here in Raven Radio.
And we've got at least three of them here. And we're
Richard
upright.
K.
No
Nelson.
Less.
Steve Langhorst looks exactly the way he did 25 years ago on the radio. On the radio.
Yes,
radio.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, my God. And Richard Nelson, of course.
You know what? I gave him $50 to say that. I just want to say that right
and
now.
And I've come in and demand that. I mean, having to, now that I see you, the price has got to go a little higher.
I know. He's saying 75, maybe 100.
Richard Nelson of Encounters fame.
Fame.
Wow.
Very.
The man that has more.
Man. Jeb Sharp is here in the room at the moment. Photo
she
documenting
doesn't look a bit
everything.
Different either.
No, she doesn't. She looks exactly the same.
She's been living in a pod.
In a vacuum, I think. Yeah. Maybe in Juno, I don't know.
With Michael Jackson, God rest his soul. So, Richard Nelson, tell us something interesting about some stupid animal.
Oh, about an animal.
Yeah, any dumb animal.
Wait a minute. What kind of an animal?
Anything. You know,
so irreverent.
Yeah.
So irreverent. I don't.
John hates nature. It's just his nature.
I know.
It's his nature to hate nature.
I know. If he wasn't married to Jan Straley, what would he know?
He wouldn't know anything.
I mean, you know?
He knows something about goats, is what I heard.
What?
We'll sing for her.
We'll sing. It's her birthday. Well,
and she's got a tiara on. These people have tiaras on.
It's her birthday, and I guess I'm a Generation X.
A Generation X.
And she's way too tan to be from
here. And she has alcohol in the air room. Oh, my Lord. And Lily had alcohol in the air room.
We just put a...
Busted.
Yeah.
Busted.
And she's way too tan to be from here.
Wait a minute.
We'll sing her birthday song, but first we need
to
hear about a
back.
Stupid animal.
Yeah.
Richard's going to tell us.
Don't
go
after
away.
After we eviscerate Richard Nelson.
Just
to,
yeah.
We're going to come back.
We're
going to
clean him.
She's chugging her beer.
Yeah, right. We're going to clean Richard Nelson right here on the air.
They're all
just
outside
like a gutted
the door.
Deer.
They are all outside the door.
They love us.
Using a legal drug.
Yeah.
Legal.
They love us here.
Yeah, but they can't come in here with it?
No.
Sort of like driving a car? If you come
in here, there's $20,000 of equipment
under the influence.
Yep.
Okay, well, let's hear about an animal you saw today, Richard Nelson.
You know, I just saw a raven on my way. You know, so symbolic, so iconic. I just couldn't believe it.
It's fabulous.
I just can't get over
it.
I was walking into the Raven Radio. And, Raven, it was eating out of a dumpster. Actually,
they never do that.
Fascinating. They get a special dispensation because of the anniversary.
Yeah, they get a special dumpster dive because of the anniversary.
They get a permit today only.
Yeah. And today only.
I was trying to figure out about this whole generation thing. I don't think the generation I was born into has a name.
No, you're from the sandwich generation.
You're
that's
in the pretty good
sandwich
generation.
Yeah, sandwich.
You were born in what, 18?
You know,
1872.
Some of us transcend this generational characterization. We go all the way from Benny Goodman to Justin, what's his name that you were talking about earlier?
Oh, the Beaver.
Leave
it to Beaver.
The Beaver.
Eldridge Cleaver.
Yeah.
I think it was. I think it was Eldridge. We have a door prize again.
Wait a minute.
Back again.
Here we go.
I'm tired of being interrupted.
Here we go, girl.
Here we go. Quack.
Mix them up, quack.
Don't pick a...
Oh, she flopped one, too. With a flop.
I was wondering what you look like, quack.
Pick me.
I'm
first. And the winner is...
Oh, man, that's hard to read, but it's...
I think it's Linda Waller. I was going to say...
She already won!
Linda Waller won!
Linda Waller won!
Waller!
One-time winners. Get rid of that. Throw that away. Linda Waller has stuffed the box.
Stuffed the box.
Yeah. Oh, voting has... This has become a sham. I just want to say that. Is this Diebold? Is this a Diebold vote?
Has this child been drinking?
Yeah. Diebold vote?
Quack.
Hold on.
Hey,
before you hear it.
Richard Nelson.
Richard Nelson. Unbelievable.
Kaya.
I misread that.
Gleason. Gleason. Kaya Gleason.
Kaya.
Kaya's not here.
Oh,
torn up again.
Oh,
wow. Pretty soon they'll get to my name. Keep tearing those up. Richard Nelson. Richard Nelson.
Hannah Morrow.
We're very...
They're looking for... While they're looking for Hannah, I'd like to tell you that you're listening to... KCAW.
Raven Radio.
Sitka, Alaska, 99835. If you're a little worried about what's happening down here, don't worry. It's going to end at 8 o'clock. So it'll be going back.
The lady with the tiara, we're going to sing happy birthday for her.
Now she left.
Oh, thank goodness.
She's drinking.
Is that Barnaby Dow?
I know. And then Richard K. Nelson.
Richard K. Nelson came in, saw a raven.
Saw a raven. And
unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Didn't try to kill it.
She's not here either.
Oh, she's not here either?
Sorry, Hannah. You're not here.
Hannah's here again.
The winner is...
Do you think we could have more noise on the radio?
No. This is dirty radio.
And the winner is...
La da da da.
John Straley.
I can't read
John Straley. I can't read it.
I'm going to try. Oh, wait a minute. It is Megan Pasternak.
Is she here?
Megan should be here. Megan Pasternak is one of the greatest human beings of all time.
Suspense.
Quick, Megan, come on in. Okay, well.
We're going to go look for her.
You know, this whole.
Where'd the lady with the tiara go? We were going to sing for her.
You lose.
You lose.
Oh, Megan Pasternak gone.
The winner is Ed Ronco.
Ed Ronco
is a winner. The god of sex god.
Of course he won.
Of course he won. When
you're sexual chocolate like Ed Ronco is, of course you're going to win. Oh, they love him out there. Do you hear that, ladies and germs?
They love him. Ed Ronco won.
Ed Ronco, he's sexual chocolate.
Wow.
Ed may take the doll.
He might. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry for the chaos, but not really, because we just can't.
It's out of my control anymore. I've tried to shut it down, and we can't take the doll. Oh, they want him to take the doll.
747-5877.
747-5878.
If you want to call and be on the air.
Right. Richard Nelson is now
talking with Barnaby Dow.
Barnaby Dow
as if he has
about
something
the
to
raven
say.
That he saw today in a dumpster.
Wow.
Richard Nelson. Can we get you back over here?
Okay. Now you can lift your mic there.
All right. We're told here. Yes.
You know, he's done a lot of radio interviews with people that are far, far greater than we are.
No, he has.
Well, he's been on the radio everywhere.
Could we raise the bar a little higher than that comparison? But
yeah. Terry Gross? You know, were you a Terry Gross interview?
No, not
Gross
to change the subject, but I was thinking walking in here, how many amazing people have been associated with, one way or the other. You guys were talking about Garrison Keillor.
Right.
When I was walking in.
Or was it Keillor? Garrison Keillor? Was that what it was? Keillor. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
How many
really notable, famous people either have been here because of Raven Radio or have gone into radio because of Raven? That's amazing.
Okay, let's go around in the three people with the mic. I will start with... Barnaby Dow.
Yeah.
Barnaby
next
Dow
you.
In the room right now. I'm touching him. I'm literally
my Lord.
Near to greatness.
Is he famous?
Your $5 is something.
Okay, thank you.
Is he famous?
Okay, now go quick. Some great person that's been associated with Raven Radio.
JFK?
Okay, fine. Richard Nelson.
Wait a minute. Scott Simon, wasn't he here?
He was here.
Scott Simon was here.
Taj Mahal.
Mr. Mahal to you.
Mr.
Don't forget it.
Okay, you name somebody.
Dr. Science, you did the show.
Oh,
you did the show with Dr.
He was
Science.
Here?
Yes.
You are kidding.
No.
I am not a doctor.
I'm
working on this. I'm slow. I'm a Norwegian. I'm from Wisconsin. I'm from Generation Sandwich. What do you expect?
He needs
here?
A ham sandwich. Yeah. Mama Cass.
What
is
she
here?
She was not here.
Mama, she didn't make it?
She came here with JFK.
JFK in the airplane.
James Michener was here.
Yes,
thank you, Barnaby.
Oh,
thank you, Barnaby.
Oh, you got
James
a hand.
John
was
Hammond.
That a score?
John Hammond.
Johnny Hammond was here.
John Hammond.
One of the Fire Sign Theater was here.
Fire Sign Theater brought them up.
Peter Bergman was here.
Right.
I won't ask who Peter Bergman is. Peter Bergman.
Barnaby's joking over there.
Marika Partridge from the Partridge family.
And also Sean Barlow, who started...
Sean Barlow, absolutely.
Afropop.
That's right.
Yep. He started here as a silly little deckhand on a troller.
And then he began.
And then he met Paul Simon, and he walked with the diamonds in his shoes.
Is that true?
With Paul.
No.
Are
you're just totally
in Africa. No, I'm not making it up. Paul and Sean Barlow, arm in arm,
were had diamonds on their shoes. Soles of their shoes.
No.
Absolutely.
You haven't been drinking that much.
No,
have you been,
I need more to drink.
It's beginning to sound like everything starts here.
Yeah. And it does.
It does.
What about, it's like the creation of the universe. Which, what, and, wasn't that an animal?
That's Richard Nelson.
Yeah, that's Richard Nelson.
Before the Big Bang, he was going, unbelievable.
Yeah.
The mass is more dense than it can stand, and it's about to blow.
And he wanted to be in on the Big Bang. They wouldn't let him in.
Well, that kind of
he said,
goes
can
back.
I get in? And they said, no. They shoved him back out the door. Yeah. No Big Bang for you, man.
You know, for a minute, I had another famous person who... from Sitka, originally from Sitka.
Oh, an original.
You hear him on North Country Radio, reporter. Come on, give me the name.
Oh,
give me the
guy,
name. Barnaby's
Brian
got it. Brian Mann.
Boy Man.
Sitka.
Boys to Men.
Boy Man.
Boy Man.
Yes.
Thank you very
Boy
much.
Boy Man.
Boy Man. Yeah, nice.
Did he have a sister?
Be here tonight.
Girl Man. Yeah. No, Boy Man.
He married a girl man.
That's right.
He was a girly man. No, sorry.
Stop it.
I better cut it out.
Stop. Okay, come on.
Oh,
more.
So who else? Other great people associated with Raven Radio?
What other NPR dignitaries and...
Ding dongs?
Incredibly famous people have been here. I've been here to Sitka last. Also, a lot of musicians from all over the world, not just Mr. Dr. Mahal.
Yep. Bill Staines back in the day.
Oh, yes.
All
Bill
God's
Staines.
Critters have a place in the choir.
Absolutely.
Who was the super. I'll tell you who was in the studio here. The most amazing thing ever in my experience in Raven Radio. Wait, the most amazing. How can you possibly disagree?
Wait a minute.
Disagree?
How could the blue tongue skink was the most amazing thing?
The World War II throat singers from Cuba. They were here in Raven Radio.
Yep.
Very good. John Straley. You may think this is the actual Tuban throat singer, but this is John Straley.
Yeah.
His other persona. Yeah. He can do it.
Wow. You came up with the Tuban throat singer. Yeah. Sing is the greatest thing that ever.
How many other Tubans do you think have been in the Raven Radio studios?
Good point.
Don't
know.
Did they bring cigars? The Tuban...
No,
they're not Cuban.
Cuban.
Oh, I'm sorry, Richard Nelson. I thought they were Cuban.
Sorry, Richard.
Cuban
Nelson.
Cigar singers. I got lost. And
boy, that's just we interviewed. I remember we interviewed some interesting writers. William Gass, one of the great experimental writers of all time. I had no idea what his stories were about, but I interviewed him anyway.
Sure you did, and you did a great job interviewing.
Tell me everything you... Oh,
Barely Lopez was here.
Tempest Williams was here.
T.T.
Oh, yeah. I love her. I love anyone named Tempest.
Yeah.
She cries the
in
first
a teapot.
10 seconds of every interview.
You have to.
Yeah.
Because I always do, usually.
Yeah, well, usually you do it.
Yeah, but I do 5 seconds. I don't
because
wanna...
she's so sensitive. Richard Nelson.
Oh, Linda Waterfall was here, speaking of that.
Who's that?
Linda Waterfall was here.
You're now
musician.
You're just making the... Oh, that's
yeah.
right.
And we wrote songs upstairs. She told
Mike
me
Marshall.
That I could not write a song that only had 3 chords.
Really?
Yep. I sang her the Rockfish Boogie. It only has 2 chords.
Rockfish Boogie?
Yeah.
I remember
E minor and D.
Wow.
You really don't need a lot of chords in music. It's too complex, though.
Now, if any of you are sitting out there and going...
What the heck is
what
going
heck
on
is
here?
Going quiz.
I,
know
I wish these geezers would get off the air.
Headphones. You can't tell
but you you can call in and take part in this. You could be you can call in 747-5877, or you could just rest and relax in safe
That's
in the
I'm
knowledge
doing.
That in about 40 minutes or so, we're going to go
it's
to Prairie Home
over.
Campaign. Cut. Paste.
That's right.
Oh, and now we're getting...
Richard Nelson is miking up.
Oh, Lord, we're in big trouble.
I was trying not to interrupt you guys.
No, here's go ahead.
Okay, trivia quiz. Trivia.
Okay.
I was thinking of famous musicians who have been
right.
here and was going to suggest that the guy who sang Louis was here. Louis.
Not from the Kingsmen.
Who is the guy? Who is that?
Who
are
wrote
the musicians?
Louis. Now, here's where we get to the... To the post-millennial
sure.
generation,
yeah.
all they do is they pick up their drunken uncle in their pocket, which,
oh,
is, their,
yeah,
which
their
is my
iPhone.
iPhone.
John Straley
yeah,
pulls out
his iPhone.
And then, and see, these people, the
They're
drunken iPhone
away.
In their pocket, and you keep talking, and then, and
got
then
the
we're
going to
find out.
We're going to find out.
Who wrote in there?
From the Kingsmen?
Do you have the answer there
from
now?
Washington.
No.
Maybe somebody could call in with the answer.
I think it's from Yakima or someplace.
Washington. Yakima?
I think so.
You are high.
Or was that Herman from Herman's Hermits?
He was from Yakima.
Yeah. Could be.
Louis. It was written, I just happened to know that
yeah,
by my drunken uncle in my pocket.
Yeah,
by it was written by Richard Berry. In 1955, and has become a standard in pop. This is just from my
Sitka?
Memory.
Yeah.
Is he from Sitka?
He's from
Richard
Sitka.
Berry?
Richard Berry.
Or Barry Richards.
Richard Berry. And it was a recording by the Kingsmen in 1964.
You knew that. You had the Kingsmen.
Right. It was the best-known version. Also, the song was subject of an FBI investigation around the supposed but non-existent obscenity of the lyrics.
Absolutely. I mean,
weren't swearing in that?
I knew J. Edgar Hoover was wrong about that all along.
I was just glad they named a dam after him. It really was. You know, after an obscenity investigation and then using
they named
dam?
The dam after?
Yeah, J.
After.
Edgar Hoover, dam.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
That's
we can't say that.
No.
Ooh, that was one of the 7 words. Can I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for that last?
It's too late. Richard Nelson. Yep. Come on, baby.
Battleship. That's why I walked all the way in here.
All right, Richard
you walked
Nelson.
From town? Of course you did. To be closer to nature.
My home, to be closer to nature.
And did you wear
you
shoes?
I think I saw the raven, hey?
He still doesn't have his shoes on.
Saw the raven.
He's barefoot and
walked
naked.
Walked in barefoot.
So he could, yeah.
Over broken glass.
Yeah.
6 miles.
With his loincloth on.
To my hands and knees, just to be on Raven Radio. And
it's fabulous.
Play.
It's the most,
that's it.
That's the exceptional, the most wonderful thing.
It was an incredible walk. It was an incredible walk today.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
The sun is up there somewhere.
Okay. Yeah,
all right,
we'll find
all right let's have the
Yep, give
the
him the coordinates.
Okay, so we've sunk the battleship that was up in the 5 and 6 A and B area. But there are some others. And so...
This is an electronic battleship game you've got.
No, it's physical.
This is old school.
Oh, it looks like...
So E, 1, 2, and 3 are hits.
They're hits.
F, 2 is a miss. F, 7 is a miss. H is all open except there's a miss in H, 7. And there are misses in J, 2, and J, 8.
Well, wait a minute. If we backtrack here...
Yes,
as we often do in the natural world.
Am I correct in thinking that the only hits are E's?
No. No, there were two hits.
Is there
a 5 and 6? But that
okay.
All right,
I have
sunk.
A question. Is there?
Rob is
wait,
trying.
This isn't 20
Rob
questions.
Is trying to help Richard out. He's giving him hand signals.
Yeah, but see, it doesn't.
It doesn't
help.
Penetrate.
It doesn't help. I'm, yeah. I have.
He has
I
to backtrack.
I've never taken American Sign Language, so I don't know.
Think of is a there wolf's a, paw.
So how high do the letters go?
Oh my lord!
Think of a wolf's
a
paw.
A through J.
You would like to go all the ones in between?
I'll go for. Wait a minute. I'm going for. H. Going for H.
Oh yeah.
H. All right. Let me think. Johnny Carson would put the envelope up to his forehead. I'm
Johnny
doing
Carson.
That
is a generational thing.
H.
Johnny Carson.
How high do the numbers go?
Oh, my
gosh. How high do the numbers go?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
9. 10. 9.
H9.
H.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
he got
Richard,
a hit,
Nelson. When you got to H9, it just hit me. I had the CD.
Boom.
Cha-la-la-la-la. Right up to my forehead. H9. Rob Wolsey had nothing to do with this.
He got a hit. H9 is a hit.
Beautiful shot, Richard Nelson. As he performs in nature, often's the time.
Exactly.
He's a killer in the natural world.
That's right. I just love this animal. Let me kill it.
Let me kill it.
Now.
I categorically deny whatever I was just accused of.
No, he would never do that.
No way.
Just
no way.
Just a slight.
I am a totally committed veggie.
Yep.
Yes.
Absolutely.
He loves SpaghettiOs. Let's put it
lips,
that way.
Lips that touch dead animals shall never touch mine. That's what I
just
say.
Remember that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Richard. I think
it's a pleasure
to
be here.
Thanks, Richard.
It's a pleasure. Yeah.
It's great to see you again.
Running along now.
You're going to run along now and go explore nature in all its splendor?
Yeah.
I'm going out.
Glorious.
I'm going out to experience the wonders of nature. I'm going out to look for starlings now.
Really?
I think he's hungry, John.
Starlings
I don't
and
want
pigeons.
To say
do you have your BB gun?
I don't want to say
I may
anything.
Or may not. I categorically deny. I do have a BB gun at home, you know, just in case.
Predators.
Just in case
come
predators.
By the house.
Not yeah. weed. Yeah. You don't like the invasive species. Like,
no, I don't
did
like
you
I saw him shooting wild celery the other day, actually.
I know for a fact. Meant. I happen to know for a fact that John Straley has actually sighted personally a Eurasian collared dove.
Yeah, baby.
Ooh,
yep.
John Straley pulling it out.
Yeah. I even have a publishable picture of a Eurasian collared dove.
Taken with his eye thing.
Taken with my
eye thing.
It looks like a chocolate drop sitting on a foam line.
It does.
Did you Photoshop that? Or
baby, no.
Real?
No, this is a, he called me up to ask me what this bird was. It was
this dumb bird was.
And it was making this hooting sound.
On the telephone
wires. It was in your car, wasn't it? The front seat.
The Eurasian collared dove.
What are you doing in my car?
It was just an ordinary collared dove. This just wasn't
Eurasian.
An ordinary
a Eurasian
Ohio
collared dove.
Collar
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping that it's
worth money.
Did
I'm
you guys
it's
know that Lisa Murkowski is trying
you,
to get...
A dove?
Trying to get Mount McKinley officially renamed with its proper name of Denali.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah. I love her. Love that Lisa.
Yep.
Love her work.
Yep.
Love her work.
I sent her an email. You know that McKinley, he was the governor of Ohio.
Right.
And
then
one
became
of his
a president.
Fans said, let's name this, got to name this mountain after McKinley before he was president.
And he came to Sitka, Alaska.
He came to Sitka, Alaska. Yep. He later died, unfortunately.
Right. In the gunshot wound.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. But, and not self-inflicted.
Who killed him? Who shot him?
Uh-oh, trivia.
Oh, I don't know. Get the dumb stick out again.
Let's get our...
the dumb stick.
Okay, while the staff is...
Denali did.
Okay.
Denali denied he killed McKinley.
Okay, so
oh God,
so was... here's the thing.
Okay.
So the senator from Ohio has been preventing this name change.
Who's the senator from Ohio?
Because I can't. Because McKinley never saw Denali, of course. What I think is that the good people of Ohio should name their highest mountain after McKinley.
I agree.
I mean, is that fair or what?
That is fair.
We don't have mountains in Ohio. They have molehills.
The highest mountain in Ohio is,
would be a molehill.
Is shorter than their largest basketball.
We could probably
player.
Find
That's
out
right.
the highest mountain in Ohio. Let's
Leon Szilagyi.
Is the, is who? Is the
he shot McKinley.
Oh, he shot.
No, the... Leon. S C Z O L G O S Z.
And he did not shoot the deputy. Just remember that.
Shouldn't somebody get a major prize if they can pronounce that name correctly?
Soliloquy.
I was going to guess Gavarino Princeps, but
let's see if we can find out the highest mountain in Ohio. Let's find out the highest mountain in Ohio, and then I'm going to, I promise, I'm going to leave.
These are
highest mountain in Ohio.
These are the kind of things that Yao Ming just know.
These are the kind of things that nature geeks want to know. Wait. Let's guess. How high do you think the highest mountain in Ohio is?
Having fun now.
It couldn't be higher than 750 feet.
No. That's an underestimate. 12. Oh, no, not enough. I'd say they're going to break 1,000.
No way.
Don't they have
2,500 feet? No way.
2,500 is too high. 1,500. Can we see 1,500? 1,500? 1,600? 1,585? 1,575? 1,565?
Wow, this is some great video.
10 feet.
Ken, the highest mountain in Ohio?
I hear 65, 65. I think we're going 75.
I know the answer. It's called Hill 350 because it's 350 feet tall. That's a hill, not a mountain.
Get out of here. That is so bad. You're way
Ladies and
low.
Gentlemen,
You're
while they're
low.
Arguing yeah. about it, I'm glad you could come to our drunken party.
1,500 where people, and...
The highest hill in
Ohio
is called Campbell
highest
Hill.
Highest mountain in Ohio. Come on.
Is 1,550 feet.
But I was right. It's called a hill, not a mountain, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Are you right?
It's a freaking hill.
We have a hill behind town that we keep in our pocket.
Right. Higher than that.
Wow, this is a high.
It's called Gavin Hill, and it's twice as high as Campbell ever thought of being.
Okay, don't you think they should rename it?
We need a soft-spoken woman.
And we get
there.
To have Denali. They can have McKinley Hill.
I get what you're talking about now.
Right,
this is genius. I walked in here thinking it was a room full of bozos, and instead, it's a genius room.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't say the history.
Yeah, just give them a computer and they'll take a mile.
And you can't have alcohol in your hand. You got to be a genius to get in.
That's
this
right.
room.
And we need to make sure that this idea gets propagated.
Yep.
So whatever Absolutely. Happens next,
don't
viral
talk about
Facebook.
Propagating.
No, not in here.
Okay.
It was named
after good. We've just discovered the new Mount McKinley.
Shot Charles Campbell.
Yep.
That's trivia.
Oh, right. And we do need to send an apology note to the Campbell family.
That's right. The Soup family.
Oh, they can name something
Well,
soup.
We'll find a different Noel. Maybe Noel Campbell. Noel.
Soft-spoken woman to come in the air room, please. Soft-spoken woman please, to show up to the air room.
Campbell bump in the road.
Yep. Noel Campbell.
The bump you're about to hit in the road is called Campbell bump.
So wait a minute. It makes perfect sense. The people
hey, Rob,
Ohio
I think we should go to some music.
Our so the people of Alaska should get to name their highest.
Of course they
Hill.
Should. Of course they should.
I do have an announcement before we go to music.
No music.
Just a little bit of clarity amongst all of the genius frivolity.
Yes.
That we have tickets for the banquet that we would like to make available for a mere pittance of $40. We have Sitka Spruce Catering is making the dinner, and it's at the Harrigan Centennial Hall, and it's on Wednesday at 6:30. Tickets are available. The cruise is sold out, but the banquet is available. And so we're honoring the founding of Raven Radio 30 years ago and the banquet. We have tickets left, and we want to let you know that they're available at Old Harbor Books. But they're not open Sunday, so you'll have to get your banquet tickets on Monday or Tuesday. The banquet is Tuesday night at 6:30, and it's done at 9. And then Three-Legged Dog will play a Crescent Harbor Shelter that's open to all free family dance.
I'm not following anything he's saying. All I heard was sold out.
No. The banquet is not sold out. Tuesday night, we have tickets to sell to the banquet.
Bonnie Sue Hitchcock, excuse me, she just walked in. I love Bonnie Sue. Sorry.
Remember what I said about room full of bozos?
Would you like to be a Somalian pirate and we could take the skiff out on the dinner cruise? I have a skiff. We could board.
We could board the cruise. So, Ken, could you boil all that, like, half hour of thing you were just saying?
Into a quick nutshell.
Into a nutshell.
Tickets, $40, available for banquet Tuesday night, 6:30, Harrigan Hall.
Very
Buy your tickets at Old Harbor Books.
Very
Perfect.
Good.
Thank you.
And don't forget, Somalian pirates, that we do carry water balloons on the cruise.
We are boarding. That's all I can say.
We are boring.
We are boring, and we're boarding.
So can I bring you some greetings?
All right, you are listening to the 30th anniversary of Hello Central. You've endured some of the
anyone
of the
who's listening to this. He has some greetings.
I have greetings.
Okay, let's
my name
hear.
Is Tim Pine, and I'm
Tim.
Here from Anchorage.
Tim,
former
welcome,
board
Tim.
Member of APTI.
Of APTI.
APTI.
What
KSKA.
The heck is that? Okay.
KAKM and APRN.
Never heard of it.
Never
so.
Heard of it.
And so
and, you're and I served on the board with Molly for a number of years.
You got to feel
she's
sorry
a great lady.
For him.
Molly. Never heard of her.
Never heard of her.
Well,
feel
she was passing through here a few years
oh,
ago.
Okay.
I love
right.
her work.
So, anyways, from Anchorage, and I bring greetings from Brady Trantina.
Wow.
Never we had our we had our 30th anniversary of KSKA a few years ago, and
excellent.
It was great. And what a great radio station you have here! What a great building! What a great connection you have to your community.
Thanks.
Oh, thank
it
you.
Is super.
He's got a radio voice. Do you
he
hear
does.
That?
Yeah,
he timber in it. Love it.
Love it. Boom, boom, right there. Well, thank you, Tim. And,
yes.
And
thank
we
you,
send
Tim.
Our best wishes to the people of Anchorage.
Always,
yeah. Always. Raven Radio, we are loving us some Anchorage.
And you know something that I've learned. I've been pitching in for the radio station there for 28 years.
I thought you played second base.
No. I'm a pitcher, man.
Ah,
and
fastball.
I always say thank you to the listeners because without the listeners, we couldn't be doing this.
He's you know? Got it.
He's
and,
got it.
And really, it shows that you have a great community. You don't just have a great radio station; you have a great community because. They pitch in, and they make this happen. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Tim. It's
I never heard that.
And I have another story, too.
Okay.
What Richard Nelson just left. He was up at the Campbell River, or Campbell Creek Science Center one time for,
looking
for
at
a presentation.
Stupid animals.
Yeah. And we had
bugs.
So many people to come see him that there were people standing outside.
Lonely women.
Mostly lonely women. I took right. a few, but as many as I could. Mm-hmm. Standing outside with the windows open just to hear him.
Wow.
He is such a popular guy in Anchorage.
I have no. You know, sometime I'd like to go to Anchorage with Richard. If I didn't know he was that popular.
Oh, my Lord, I know.
Oh, we love him.
We can't even do music again. Now. We have to do a drawing again.
Tim,
former board member from Anchorage, is going to do the drawing because he has an awesome radio voice.
I didn't put my name on it.
Stand by.
Well, then you lost already.
Wait. Oh, he's putting money in there instead.
Okay. Hold it for me. It's in a trust fund.
This is exciting radio.
This
is what we call dirty,
okay,
filthy, stinking, rotten radio.
Okay, here
we
he's
go.
Drawing for the door
for
prize.
The
you have
door
to be,
prize.
You have to be present to win.
And John is going
to
read it.
Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.
She just walked
Bonnie
in.
She just walked in.
She's like a walk-in winner.
Oh.
Bonnie Sue Hitchcock,
Bonnie
walk-in
Sue,
winner.
Come on down.
Unbelievable. Bonnie Sue.
A walk-in winner. I think she left.
Okay,
she saw me and ran.
She did. She ran out the back
door. I want to give a shout-out. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, thanks,
glad
Tim.
Came in. I have to give a shout-out. We're running out of time. I have to give a shout-out to Stupid and Contagious. Love this show. Love
I'm glad to hear
this
it.
Yep. Show.
Well, wow, you know, this is a huge party. This
I know.
Is,
of course it is.
I like how the windows are open, there's so much noise, and not everyone's wearing headphones. This is like the adult version of Stupid and Contagious.
I know, exactly. That's what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Everybody's talking at once, shouting, yelling,
shouting
laughing.
It out.
It just makes me feel right at home, actually.
I know. You are right. And Judson, something else is happening this summer with you. What's happening?
Well, I'm getting married.
Stop it!
Oh, yeah, don't do it.
I'm
don't
getting,
do
getting
it.
Married 2 weeks from tomorrow, actually.
You're denying all the women an opportunity.
That's right. Well,
that's how it goes.
I really like... You obviously don't know me very well.
No, I don't. I'll
I
say
found
anything
one girl who
anybody.
Said yes, and I'm digging in. I'm
oh,
staying
man.
For all dear life, right?
Oh, good
all
right. For you.
She
Justin,
actually has no idea what she's getting into.
Pick a,
pick a number for us.
Battleship.
How about D8?
Wow.
I see how you picked up the white peg before I even said anything, just assuming that I was going to miss.
I knew you missed.
Yeah,
you're
right.
You did miss. That was a D8. That was a miss.
Oh,
I'm sorry, but you're getting close. Getting close.
Okay.
Yep. Jack Opkenorth, we've got to move on.
Jack
Thank you,
here.
Judson. Judson from
Hello, Sitka and Burnout Island.
Jack, where have you been?
Ashland, Oregon.
Really?
Yeah, 12 years.
And you were on Men Without Briefs.
No, I was on Carpets to Counters.
Carpets
can
to
we
counters.
Say brand names?
Yeah, you certainly can.
Okay. Carpets to Counters.
Yeah. Back in the old days.
Back in the old days.
When people could actually make throws with softballs from third to first.
And, Dr. Bo was a pitcher then.
I was pitching then.
And now Dr. Bo had an anger control issue.
I remember that. Yes.
He did. He had the anger control problem.
I could give him my card and he could call me.
Those days are over.
Jack, you're a licensed therapist.
A licensed therapist.
We need you back here.
Right, right.
What's your speciality?
Problems.
Oh, this is
so you
we
don't like happy
solver.
People to come in to, for your therapy.
Are there those?
Yeah,
there,
happy there, people. There are happy people that
happy
come
people.
In. When did you leave Sitka, Jack?
12 years ago. Yeah.
Wow, and you're down in Oregon?
Right, right.
What do they have in Oregon that we don't have here?
There's
a big, round, bright, yellow object that,
really?
That is in
that?
The heavens.
What's
that?
That?
You know, yeah,
what's that?
It provides warmth and comfort.
Stop.
Yeah, you could... You could Google
no.
it.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Let's look that up. Get your
second.
iPhone. I'll get my iPhone out.
And
what do they call that Oregon?
That they have an Oregon. The Oregon planet. They must have
like an orb of some
sort.
Right.
So you've got some of that. What else you they got in Oregon?
Besides that,
the timbers.
Compared to here, you know, it's not much comparison. Yeah, we've had a great time. It took us 3 hours just to make it from Totem Park to here because we kept on running into all these great old friends in Sitka.
Cool.
So I just wanted to say hi to everybody and
Jack.
Celebrate this. We follow you guys on the website. You know, it's I feel like I'm still part of the community, and we really miss that in our lives. And
nice.
Oh, geez. I'm getting all
you're
goat.
Killing me.
He's going to need a little therapy.
Right.
Well,
he's
Dr. Bo can do therapy. Bo knows therapy.
He's not. He doesn't need a back rub is what you do.
Oh.
We've got Billy Bob is on the phone.
Oh, all right. Hey, Bill.
Hey, are you on the phone?
Hey, Jess, how you doing?
Bill,
hey.
Jack,
we're
Bill, John.
Great. How are you?
Oh, I'm just peachy.
Peachy? Where are you?
I'm in Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York? Come home.
Double out to Buffalo, man.
I heard you might be coming out this way. Is that an ugly rumor?
Oh, man, don't even bring it up.
Don't
Thank you, Jack.
Bring it up. So what have you been doing in the last few years?
Same thing I did up there, man. Just working on radio stations all my life.
Billy Bob was one of the fabulous... You were the engineer here for quite a while,
right? A while.
Quite some time, yeah. Yeah. Now I've got 12 stations I'm babysitting now.
12 stations?
Wow.
That's a lot of changing tubes.
That's a lot of changing tubes, man. I've only been electrocuted like 8 times, so I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, nice. You sound good for that.
For being
once,
fried.
Once so. Was in a chair, but I got reprieve.
You got a pardon.
Nice. Well, do you have any gossip about any old Raven Radio people that we don't know anything about that you can supply some dirt on?
Well, I figure this is a good time to come clean. I used to date T. Cole as well.
Whoa! You and T. Cole?
Wow,
yeah.
What kind of kisser was he?
He was kind of sloppy.
Oh.
Did he ever try to get beyond first base?
Just once.
I heard he tried to steal second. I don't know if that's
wow.
but he was thrown out.
Yeah, he was thrown out at second.
You also dated T. Cole. Well, I wish T. Cole could call and defend himself. T. Cole was a great attorney, though.
That's right.
He was the city attorney, and he was a big supporter of Raven Radio.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, no, he certainly was.
But a sloppy kisser.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you can't have it all.
Hey. We
He's
can't
a
all
guy
be good.
That could hit a double and turn it into a single. Let's put it
and
that
And you
way.
Were on Carpets to Counters as well, weren't you, Bill?
Oh, yeah. It's been a few seasons with that fine organization.
That was a fine organization. Are you still playing any ball?
Say again?
You still playing any softball?
No, you know, it's. I almost got on a team this year, but I don't know, it just... Never seemed to materialize somehow. I don't know what happened.
I know. I hate that when that happens. Well, I'm glad you called in. Do you have any other shout-outs?
Any other what?
Shout outs for, you want to say hello to anybody that might be here?
Oh, God, everybody.
Yeah, it's a good crew.
Oh, man, I still wish I was up there. I mean,
we could pass the hat. We'll pass the hat of airline miles and get you back up here. Rob Woolsey's saying he's got your miles right now, yeah. So just contact him.
Good. No, it sounds like you guys are having a blast, you know, hanging up here. We just came back from the fireworks show.
Nice.
And a little town called Cherry Creek.
And it's
population
it's
of about eight.
Cherry Creek, eight. Oh, nice.
Upstate New York.
Well, and you're taking care of all the radio stations in upstate New York. Do you ever see Brian Mann up there?
You know, I haven't seen him. He's about maybe 300 miles east of me. I chat with him online occasionally, but haven't actually crossed paths with him. I hope to soon.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, and take good care. We've got people lining up to be on the radio.
Excellent. Well, you guys keep doing a fine job, and my best to all.
Thank you, Billy.
Thanks, Billy.
Great
you
to
come
hear
back,
from you.
And you've always got a place in our hearts, and you got a place to stay anytime.
Oh, now you tell me you got a place to stay.
Yeah. Well, that's why we said it now, because it's too late.
All right,
we'll
see you guys.
All right, see you later.
See you later.
Bye bye.
Oh,
wow, we've got some young women with soothing voices. Wow, who's all here?
Say your name.
And what's going to happen?
Come right up here. You need to speak right into the can.
You can do it. Yep, don't be shy.
Hi, I'm Tyler.
Tyler, and where are you from?
Here.
You live in Sitka, Alaska, 99835? Wow. And do you listen to the radio?
Sometimes.
So, Tyler, are you married?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet?
No.
Engaged?
No.
Okay.
Seriously seeing somebody?
No.
Okay.
So you're saying you're single?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're single young
no.
lady here.
Okay, so, and Tyler, what generation do you associate with?
I don't know what that means.
How old are you?
What
year were you born?
2003.
Wow, you're a post-millennial person.
She's and like the youngest yet, I think.
I think you might be. So, Tyler, am I pronouncing your name right? It's Tyla.
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 Okay. Tyla.
Tyla. So, do you have any complaints about adults?
They drink a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
Not in the air room,
not
though,
in the
do
air
they?
Room.
You haven't
this
seen us drink.
This is $20,000 of equipment. No one will
So, they drink
that.
A lot of, like, soda pop?
Root beer.
Alcohol.
Floats.
And okay, any other rants about you want to complain about anything else about adults? This is your forum. That means it's your opportunity. You can talk about how crazy adults. Listen to those adults. You're right.
I know. I'm disgusted by it, actually.
Yeah, they can't see. They can't hear you. So tell me about how you feel about adults. One more.
Good.
You feel good about adults.
I do, too.
I do, too. Who are some of the other people here that came in the room with you?
Because I think
sister
it might be
Kaya.
Wait a minute. Kaya? Your name is Tyla, and your sister's name is Kyla.
Kaya?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
Kyla.
Hard
come on in.
Kyla, come on.
Are you gonna?
Kyla, now you look to be probably in your mid 60s. Is that right?
More or less.
I'm 11.
Oh, I almost had that right. I almost
We're
had
not
that
very
right.
good at guessing.
So you're 11 years old.
Yeah.
So you have your driver's license.
No. Not yet.
Huh. Well, you're married, obviously.
No.
No?
No.
It's very confusing.
This is, I just don't understand. So tell me, what do you think about adults? Feel free, just because there are adults staring at you doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean anything. Some of them taking
helpful.
Photographs.
Helpful when they're
like
sober.
Yeah. Before the root beer.
Helpful. Yeah, nice. What is
give me an example of some help you've gotten from adults.
My mom helps me make mac and cheese.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. Your mother.
Can she make us mac and cheese?
Can she bring us some mac and cheese?
I'm starting to like this.
That's nice.
That's easy too.
And
Mom, get us mac and cheese.
And you live here in Sitka, AK?
Yes.
99835. Do you know what that number is?
Yeah, it's our zip code.
Nice.
Do you
What's
write
our
letters?
Area code?
I don't know.
907.
We're in the 907.
So you're in high school?
Middle school. Going into middle school.
You're going into sixth grade?
Mm-hmm.
And in sixth grade, you have different teachers for different subjects?
Yeah.
And that's going to happen next year?
This is the first time.
Wow. Are you excited about that, or are you...
I'm excited.
Yeah? So you'll be a Blatchley... What is it, the Blatchley Beavers?
Bear?
Bears?
Wolves.
Wolves.
The Blatchley is wolves also?
Yeah.
There's some... people wildly hugging and kissing out there. Oh, these are adults. Crazy.
What?
Oh, nothing. Sorry. And who else came in with you? Who's this person?
I think we have some music that might happen.
We have some music?
I'm thinking.
Okay, let's hear it. Who do we have? Who's playing?
It's Rebecca and Irene. We like to sing together.
Of course they do.
Anybody who wants to sing along can do it with us, okay? Ready?
Okay.
Are we ready?
We are ready. Let's roll.
Wagon wheel. Headed down south to the land of the pine. Thumbing my way to North Carolina. Staring up the road. Pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours. Thinking me a book and dogwood flowers. I'm headed for Raleigh so I can see my baby tonight.
Sing along.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. I pick the banjo now. Oh, the North Country winters keep getting me down. I lost my money playing poker, so I had to walk and leave. I ain't turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, anyway. Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. Well, I gotta get a move on it for the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. If I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free.
Come on, everybody, sing with us.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, anyway you feel. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama,
Did you hear, Irene, we played from your YouTube thing?
My mom texted me right after you played it.
Oh. She texted you?
She texted me.
How
she,
post-millennial
she actually
of her.
Knows how to text. Yeah, we have our confusions.
How post-millennial of her.
I know it.
Yeah, they don't.
She's
they were in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to text you. Can you give me your number?
Yeah. Give me your number. We'll text you.
My number is.
No, we don't give it out over the air.
Don't.
No. Whisper it to John.
Oh, wait, wait, just a second. Oh, I don't even know how to. Okay. Wait just a second. Oh, here.
John's, he's trying
you,
to
you
type
just
it
enter
in.
It. Yep. Just enter it in or text it.
I don't know. Yeah.
We're almost, we're
well,
running out
know.
Of time. I want to get, I'm getting Irene's number so I can text
yeah.
her
yeah.
right across
constantly.
The room. Oh, I'm going to text her now.
I'd stand next to her and text. There's nothing better than a text next.
What song did we play? What's that?
The one on the YouTube.
There's two of them, right?
Yeah.
The one that gets a lot of views in the next couple of days.
Oh, it should work for you. Well, here we are. Hello Central has now gone to 2012, where we're all on our iPhones and we're texting each other.
She's laughing at how slow I text.
Back in the day, before we had phones, we had transistor radios.
And we had to actually speak to
each
other.
And we had to speak. But I gave that up a long time ago. It's really not worth it. It's better to just get on your iPhone.
And text, right? I just texted her. And see, she's ignoring the text.
I know.
That's the other great.
Oh, she blocked your text? I can't believe it.
That was so quick. She blocked.
She said that old man tried to text me. I blocked.
Gross.
It. Yeah, block. It's disgusting.
Jude, Pate, get up on that microphone.
Yep. Jude hasn't gotten to speak yet. We cut him off a couple times.
Jude, Pate, public defender, Sitka, Alaska,
number one.
I'm here to represent.
Representing how? What's going on out the party? We haven't gotten
the
to
party?
Go to the party.
Got any clients out there? Anybody you're seeing as
no clients?
Potential?
But lots of old-time friends and misadventures that were not charged.
Oh, wow. Even better. I like
non-charged misadventures.
Yep. Non-chargeables. I like that.
Non-chargeable.
And they're not confidential because they weren't disclosed during the attorney-client relationship.
Right.
So I can talk about it.
That's right.
Yes,
they're rechargeables.
Right.
But
they're
not
non-chargeable misadventures. Good to know.
Throwaways, we call them.
You gonna let me play the battleship? Has anybody sunk anything yet?
Yes, we sunk.
Yeah, we
one
had a
battleship.
Sink.
Is it on the 9 line? Because I know them. I remember from my fleeting memory that 9 is good. I'm
well,
go with 9.
Yes,
no,
there's some 9. There's
and
some
Port
nine.
Alexander nine, like, owns the only sink at this point. Port Alexander
Port
sunk
Alex
the bottle
sank
the battleship. Excuse me, bottle.
I'm gonna go with a. What's the alphabet run on the alphabets from A to what?
A to J.
So
and there
the
is
middle,
a hit
what's the middle
on
of
you.
The A? What's between A and J? What's in the middle?
Oh, Jude Pate's trying to hedge his bet.
I'm going with F9.
F9. Oh, that's a hit!
He had a hit. Jude Pate
that's
with
what
a hit.
I'm talking about.
That's a hit.
Thank
F9.
You. All right.
Beautiful
John,
shot.
Do I need to do anything else?
If you want to take another hit, you, a
no,
shot,
no,
can.
It's too easy.
Yeah, because you F10.
F10.
F10. F10 is a miss.
Oh,
that's all you
can
get.
Can I get one more since
okay,
I hit before?
One more.
One for two.
What did we say? F9? F8?
F what?
No, sorry. No. Sorry.
You're going the other way.
I want to go with the 9 line. I'm messing up.
You mean G.
G or I want the other side of the F. You know, E. Wait, what's E?
While they're talking
yes,
amongst,
well
themselves,
amongst themselves,
you should know that.
Oh, we may have another. So any more door prizes?
You're listening
the
to the 30th anniversary of Hello Central.
I think you should draw a door prize.
And Marika Partridge
somebody draw
is here.
A, prize.
A classic, babe.
Yes.
And
G9.
G9. Oh, my Lord, that's
prize.
A hit!
See?
John, wow. They see the reflection
uh-oh,
in your
uh-oh.
Glasses.
Something happening.
G9
for another drawing. Here,
another oh, drawing for right another here. Door prize?
Yep.
Hello.
And the winner is Sally G.
She's not here.
Rip that up.
Not here. And the winner is...
John.
William Stortz.
William Stortz?
Oh. I think we 86'd him a couple minutes ago.
He was a little wild, I think.
There it is.
He's gone.
Keep.
Cry, baby.
No William Storts. The winner is Kermit and Springer.
They're left.
Theo.
Springer got. What?
Theo.
Or Cleo.
Theo.
He needed to work a little harder. Yeah. He needed to give us more information.
Theo.
Okay, they're just this. We're getting down to the bottom here. You have to be present.
Is there anyone even left in the little cup?
Very concerned.
Just pull them out until you find one. Oh, wait, there's somebody in here with a drink.
They had to go.
Wow!
Is she still here?
She's not here.
She's not here, is she?
When I was 18, I won a pair of pantyhose. Then I also won a cross-stitch book. I have never won anything else in my life, so I was due.
You are due.
You are due.
Congratulations, Mary Beth. Wow. Well, we're coming down to the last few seconds of... hey, I got texted back from Irene. She said, thanks. Wow. Excuse me. I'm going to be texting for the rest of the show. It's 7:52 at 8 o'clock. You're going straight to Prairie Home Companion. And you know that Generations, one of the greatest shows on Raven Radio from 10 to midnight, is having their final show, 600th show. And I think they're having every generation of that family is going to be in the studio.
I think so.
From diapers to
adult diapers.
Oops. From Huggies
really say that
to Depends.
To Depends.
Are going to be there.
Big boy pants is what we call them.
Right. Is going to be there. And that's from 10 to midnight.
10 to
Generations.
Midnight. That's right.
Prairie Home Companion is coming up at 10. The party is still happening. And
come on,
you are welcome
down.
To come down. But yep. I think we should just go out with some music.
I think
Dr.
so.
Dr. Bo, well, it has been...
John, it has been a privilege and a pleasure.
Privilege and a pleasure.
I'm shaking his hand right
now.
Now,
where's your permanent address these days?
I really don't have one. I'm like here, hither and yon.
You're a man.
But I do live here. Rumor
has it. That's
what
I've heard, but I never
Rumor
see you
it.
Here
well,
anymore.
Well, you know, I'm out on one of those islands.
You're still out on one of those islands?
Yeah.
With all those dirty, naked children spinning in the mud?
Yeah. Mike Littman's making me a new prostate.
Nice.
It's going to be awesome.
Nice. Just
welding
just
that baby up as
welding
we speak.
Your new prostate up.
Yeah.
Good. I wish you luck with that. I see a lot of great people. You need to come down and say hi to all the old Raven Radio people.
Absolutely.
And for all the young people that felt like
what
we were just crazy, stay tuned. There's going to be more on Stupid and Contagious later. And we've got one last thing. You want
to
what?
We have someone who wants to
sing. All right, you have like 3 minutes.
3 minutes to sing.
Is everybody going to sing?
Just
okay. Now, wait a minute. You should
Let's
know that there are, that if you're going to be doing some hip-hop, there are some words that are not allowed on the air.
Biddity-bop-bop.
So we'll have to blank out any curse words that you have
okay.
in your file. Is that okay? Well, and again, tell people your name.
Tyla.
Last name?
Gleason.
Gleason.
Tyla. And what is the name of this song that you would like to do?
Bubbly Toes.
Oh, I've heard this is kind of a hardcore rap song, isn't it?
It's gangsta rap song? Gangsta rap.
What?
Bubbly Toes? I've heard that. It's like really hardcore.
No.
Maybe All that's right, the other Bubbly Toes song. Okay, let's hear it.
You better sing. Let's hear it.
I've been awake for a while now. You tuck me in just like a child now. And every time you hold me in your arms, I'm comfortable enough to feel your warmth. It starts with my toes, make me lose all control. And you kiss my nose, the feeling shows. And you kiss me out here. Just take your time now, holding me tight.
Wow!
Beautiful voice.
Whoa.
Beautiful. Very nice.
That was
explicit. That's some talent.
That
Very
is some
good.
Real talent. Thank
sweet.
You for singing.
Very
Anybody
sweet.
Else? I see you brought in a whole
somebody to take us out with. What time? How much time? 3
support.
Minutes.
for Bubbly Toes.
Yeah,
thank you very much. So this is really, we're winding it up
I think
up
this
here.
Is a swan song, John.
This is the swan song.
I don't
thank
know if they're
going
to pull me out of retirement to do another one of these.
I don't know either. It has been fun.
Absolutely.
Thank you all for calling. Thank you for playing Battleship with me. Thank
and
you for...
come join us at the Raven Radio events. We will be the Somalian Pirates boarding the dinner cruise tomorrow night.
Tomorrow, because we didn't buy
we didn't
our
get
tickets.
In time. And we didn't get comped.
We didn't get comped.
We didn't even get comped.
Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely.
I got comped a cookie.
But there are, and the but there's coming up. You can buy tickets to the banquet. There,
correct.
You can be in the Raven Radio Parade.
Parade.
No matter what age,
July.
You don't have to be
we
there
the
in a walker.
Picnic tomorrow.
Picnic tomorrow.
I believe so. There's a picnic at Halibut Point Rec,
and that's tomorrow.
I believe so.
Be still my beating heart.
I'll see you out there. We're going to play horseshoes.
All right.
We'll throw some shoes.
Let's go to some music and come on down.